Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Beis. Chulin Daf Beis. Just before we start, I was asked to announce again from the OU, as we approach the upcoming Siyum HaShas in about a year, January 2020, the OU has embarked on a mission, on a project to create a comprehensive, all-encompassing platform that will cater to all those who learn Daf Yomi, from seasoned veterans to first-timers. We aim to build on our existing content and provide great content as well as a user-friendly experience through multiple channels, including a new Daf Yomi app and website. In order to ascertain the needs and requests of our users, we ask you to take 5 minutes to complete a survey that can be found at the outorah.org website at the top of the page. Tiskul Mitzvahs. Okay, let's get into Maseches Chulin and Daf Beis. So Chulin is a new world, as we've been on Zvachim and Menachas for a couple hundred days. We are now in Chulin. Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas call this Maseches Shechitas Chulin, in contrast to Shechitas Kadshim, which was the name of Zvachim in many of their language. But this is Shechitas Chulin, the new world. And it's somewhat unique. The Shaar Mitzvot Balacha, we're back with all the so to speak, typical Rishonim. No Rishon is typical, but it's been a while since we've had, besides Rashi Tosfos of the Rambam, we are backed with the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Shurim Sina Balacha in the world of the Achronim and many others. Everybody wrote a Maseches Chulin. So Baruch Hashem, we have the list of Mefarshim. The Shurim Sina Balacha here puts together a number of Achronim who discuss the uniqueness of Maseches Chulin and what they did before they started learning Maseches Chulin. Chassam Sofer used to fast before he started learning Maseches Chulin. Shagon Chassam Sofer, Konev Yishkolomo Maseches Chulin, Hisana. V'gam Tziva L'talmidav, Sheyitnu Tztaka, V'shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. Why? Because Chulin was going to be a very halacha l'maisa. It was going to determine many of his psakim in everyday life, all the time. Kashrus comes up, and there is so much in Maseches Chulin that he wanted to make sure that, like the Hiratzon that said it for Maseches Brachas, Shaliyeh Takala Al Yadi, so he wanted to do something that also showed that he recognized the weight of the Lima that he was about to do. Others suggest, he quotes also here from the Yosef Ometz, that maybe another reason is, Shaloyeh Katrek Hamastin Al Tamideh Chachamim Shemarim Hilchas Shchita Ba'atzmam. Sometime when Inyoni Shechita comes up, right, one's not supposed to show exactly where on the neck one is supposed to shecht it by showing it on one's own neck. You know, so in just case one does, right, it's, I wouldn't call it Ayin Hara, but either way, the Mekatragim might have certain power, and therefore another reason to fast, another reason to do tshuva, another reason to get ready for learning Hilchas Shechita. Again, Chulin, though, is a Mesechta that has every parak has its own topic. It's a very organized and orderly Mesechta. The first couple of prakim are about Inyani Shechita and Inyani Trefus. Even the fourth parak, the first two are Shechita itself. The third parak is about the Trefus that one might find. The fourth parak is about Shechting and the Halachas of an Ubar. How do you shecht a mother and you find an animal inside, Ben Pakua. Then we get into other issues related. We have the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam, mitzvah of covering the blood, which also comes up from Shechita. And we have Oso Ve'espino, right before that in the fifth parak, which is about shechting a mother and an offspring on the same day. Then we have major, heavy, kashrus issues. Seventh parak, eighth parak. Seventh parak is Gidanasha, which relates to kashrus. And eighth parak also is Kalabasar. Then ninth parak is Tumah V'Tahara relating to Shechita. And that's Ha'ar V'Harotev. That's a different type of limud. And then the last couple of prakim also each speak about a specific mitzvah. It's a jam-packed, full mesechta. Perak HaZorah V'Alachayayim. We talk about Reishis HaGeiz. We talk about Shiluach HaKan. Again, every parak gives us a different world. And it is a very exciting limud that we're about to get into. So, the first two prakim, as we said, the first three prakim, the first many prakim, are all about Inyani Shechita. So we've been speaking a lot over the past couple of months about Shechitas Kadshim. We spoke about Shechita being one of the unique avodos habehema Shechita Kabbalah Holachas Rika, the Dalet Avodos. So we even, it's really a connection between the end of Menachas and the beginning of Chulin, the last few lines of Menachas were about Misasek Bekadshim. And we're going to speak about it, Hashem, not today, but it will come up. Is there a difference between Shechitas Kadshim and Shechitas Chulin in terms of Halacha? Right, we know there's Shechita, and you do the Shechita, and we'll learn what the definition of Shechita is at the beginning of the second parak, and we're going to learn about the five psule Shechita that come up, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But we'll have to talk about the relationship between Shechitas Kadshim and Shechitas Chulin. Is Shechita a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to shecht? by way of introduction. So the Rambam clearly paskins and holds there is a mitzvah. One of the 613 mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Shechita. The Rambam in Kuf Mem Vav 146 holds Shetzivanu l'shchot behema chaya va'ov v'yachar yochal b'saran v'shalo yelahem heter ela b'shechita levad. Shechita is the only way that you're allowed to eat an animal. Behema chaya va'ov. Right, that's the Rambam Shechita. Shechita is a mitzvah. It is interesting that the Rambam, though he mentions the mitzvah of Shechita, he feels the need to say, and then you can eat the meat. That's part of the mitzvah. Shecht. But he feels the need to put in, and then you can eat. Not only in the regular minyan mitzvahs, but in the minyan HaKatzar, right before Sefer HaMada, when the Rambam lists the minyan mitzvahs in one line, very quickly, the Rambam says, "Lishchot behema chayav yovi acharkach yochlem ibsaron shenamar v'zavachtem ibkarcha." Why is it important here to look in the minyan mitzvahs hakatzar in by shechita? Because there the Ravid argues, right? There's no Ravid on the main minyan mitzvahs. There we have the Ramban, but the Ravid and the Kesef Mishnah we have on the minyan hakatzar, as it is the introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam holds shechita, and the Ravid says, "Ein zetam." I don't agree. As often, we don't exactly know what the Ravid is pointing to, but he says, I disagree. Here he adds a little bit. V'ulai lav haba mechlal aseh aseh. Maybe it's a lav haba mechlal aseh. But to count it as one of the 613, the Ravid does not think that that is appropriate. This is a discussion on the first page of Yeredeah. We look in the on the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeah Chelek Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Yad Avraham, one of the Achronim on the bottom, and he quotes his Machlokas Rambam Ravid, because the Rambam counts Shechita, and the Ravid who argues, Kesef Mishnah, who explains, as the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom here, I didn't read it, the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the Ravid Svarav, and Irish Ataimo, Berenja Ezeh Mitzvah Muchuyeves. Well, you don't have to shecht if you want to eat meat, you have to shecht. Who says that's a mitzvah? If I don't want to eat meat, I don't have to shecht. So why does the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? Shem yirtzeh shelo le'achol basar, o yirtzeh shelo lishchot, hu ba'atzmo rashoi, aval hi lava b'mechal aseh, lo sochal eiver menachai, v'lo nevela hashchuta achol. V'yesh lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, what's the Rambam shita? Shehi aseh le'mi sheyirtzeh le'achol basar, sheyishchot o yishchot lo acher. You're right, it's situational. But sometimes we count situational mitzvos, tzitzis. If I wear a four-cornered garment, then I have to put on tzitzis. Right? There are situational mitzvahs that are quoted. So the Rambam counts that, and the Yad Avraham says, and also there's a language of tzivui in the Torah. And if there's a language of tzivui in the Torah, so then also the Rambam can count it. V'li nira de taimo shel Rambam v'atosvus, t'chashu shchita l'mitzvus aseh. Mitam shekasav arash b'reish ksubis. That's an aleph yud beis in ksubis. Mishum ha'achi mevarech ala shchita v'tzivanu. We still make a berachas hamitzvah to ha'afgeil krab lashon tzivui dechsev v'zavachta v'yachalta. Right in the Rambam's lashon, and that's what he says. We didn't even read it, but one of the main places to look is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita. The Rambam in Sefer Kedusha. That's where he has Shechita, Ma'achalas Asuros, and Isurei Bia. Also there in the Koteret, lishchot v'yacharkach yochal. He again feels the need to say it in the title, and then the Rambam says, "Mitzvus aseh sheyishkod mishayirtzeh lechol basar behema psar behema chayva ofi acharkach yochal shenemar v'zavachta mibekarcha umitzoncha." So it's clear, Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim, whether to count it as a mitzvah. What's the emphasis of v'acharkach yochal v'acharkach yochal? Every time he mentions that, so we know the Rishonim discuss really two categories of mitzvus aseh. We have the general category of mitzvahs aseh, which most mitzvahs fall into, lulav and shofar and many others. And then we have what we might call the mitzvos that are at root matirim. That really, they are mitzvos, and they could be counted as one of the 613. But there is a function that they serve. It's not just ceremonial, I do the mitzvah and I get schar from Hashem. I shake a lulav and I get schar from Hashem. That's great. But there are mitzvahs also that sometimes they are situational, but sometimes it's also to perform a function. Tzitzis is situational, but it's not a matir, right? Tzitzis, so that has one factor, not the other. But, for example, shechita, maybe tevila, maybe eruv, all of these are what we call matirim. They are mitzvos, but they also perform a function. They accomplish something. And here, shechita accomplishes making an animal kosher for me to eat. Tevila, Right, we discussed this a few weeks ago. Tosfos in Nida on Daf Samach Vav. There can't be a lachadchila and bidiyeved when it comes to matirim, Tosfos says. Right, Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Gimel says there can't be lachadchila and bidiyeved by mitzvahs. But Pashas, what he means is by matirim. If there is a matir, either you do it or you don't do it. Tevila, right, Tosfos there asks, why isn't there a lachadchila of opening up your mouth when you go to the mikvah underneath the water? Tosfos says there's no such thing. There's a halacha of ro'i l'bi'as mayim. It has to be, I can't have a chatzitza in my mouth. A person has to, when they go to the mikvah, has to make sure they floss their teeth, they have no chatzitza inside. But there's no lachadchila. Tosfos says, why not? There should be a lachadchila of opening your mouth underwater, but the evid, you don't have to. Tosfos says, because tevila is a matir. And when there's a matir, there can't be a lachadchila way of doing the matir and a b'dievid way of doing the matir. Just do it. And if you did it, it's mutter. And if you didn't do it, it's not mutter. And the same thing then we would apply to shchita, right? So we'll have to see throughout the Masechta, is that really true? Is there any, is shchita purely, you do it or you don't do it? Is there a lachadchila way of doing shchita? And a b'dievid way of doing shchita on a d'oraisa level? On a d'rabbana level, there might be lachadchilas. So this will come up on the first daf of the second parak, on daf Chav Zayin, when we talk about shechting all the simanim, rova the simanim, is that a lachadchila, is that a b'dieved, as we will see. But again, that's Tosfos. Tosfos there, and Nida, daf Samach Vav Mabez, Tevila is a matir, so there can't be lachadchila b'dieved. Unlike, Tosfos says, Chalitza, Mikra Bikurim, and there's one other there. But others, by mitzvot, there could be lachadchila ways of doing it b'dieved. And if I don't do it, by chalitza, if I don't do kriyas apsukim, it's still called a chalitza. But those are the different categories of mitzvos that we have, mitzvos and matirim. But the Rambam shita is that sometimes matirim are also quoted, right, are also quoted. And therefore, it is okay that it's one of the 613 mitzvos. Just related to this, and with this we'll finish the introduction, Be'ezus Hashem, related to this is the type of bracha that shita is. Right, we say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'sivanu al hashchita. So it's a mitzvah related to the, as we just said, the mitzvah of shchita. But is there anything unique to that bracha? Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, that even though the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos that there are three categories of brachos, birchas hamitzvah before we do a mitzvah, birchas hanehenin before we benefit from any pleasure that we imbibe, eating, drinking, smelling. We don't make a bracha on other types of pleasures, right? If it's a nice breeze outside, right, we don't make a bracha, but only pleasures that go inside of us, eating, drinking, smelling. So there's birchas hamitzvah, birchas hanehenin, and birchas shevach v'hodah, which are different, Shevach and Hodah, but we put the Rama puts them together, right? Lightning, thunder, Asher Yatzar, Birchas HaMazon. So even though there are three, Rav Soloveitchik was machalik within Birchas HaMitzvah. Within Birchas HaMitzvah. Because sometimes we find a bracha that looks like a Birchas Shevach, but it's done in the context of a mitzvah. Right? The bracha of Mila. Right? Lahachniso Bivriso Shel Avraham Avinu. There are two brachas said by a Mila. There's one by the Moel. Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al HaMila. That's a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah of Mila. And then, right, the bracha always goes by the one who does the mitzvah. And then we have a bracha by the father. L'achniso b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu. So what type of bracha is that? That's purely bracha shevach. Hashem, but we say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. L'achniso b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu. So is it purely bracha the mitzvah? Doesn't sound like you already made a bracha the mitzvah. Of al hamila. So why make it two brachas for? Or other times you have unusual brachas which are alone. It's not a double bracha like mila. Like marriage. Like marriage. Right, the Vitzivanu L'Arayos, Vasalan Arsar Rusos, but again, we start off Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivanu. So again, if marriage is not a mitzvah, like the Rosh says in the beginning of Ksubis, then of course it's just a Birchas Shevach. The mitzvah is pur revu. But according to the Rambam and other Rishonim that getting married itself is a mitzvah, then what type of bracha is that? Sounds like an unusual Birchas HaMitzvah, if it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you have it by marriage, you have it by, Mila, and you have it, let's say one other example. What about by tefillin? This is Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush. Tefillin, we make two brachas by tefillin, Ashkenazim. Sephardim make only one bracha. But Ashkenazim make two brachas. So one might say, oh, that's one bracha on the Shel Rosh and one bracha on the Shel Yad. So that's not true. Because the Ramah paskins that if I only have one tefillin, I only have tefillin Shel Rosh, I make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. So that clearly shows it's not split up one and one. It's two brachos on the mitzvah of tefillin. So why would I make two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that there are two types of birchas hamitzvah. There's a bracha on the maisa hamitzvah, and there's a bracha on the chalos hamitzvah. If the mitzvah achieves a new status, so it helps the person achieve a new status. So that might be a bracha not on the Maisa Mitzvah, but on the Chalos Mitzvah. Sometimes Chazal instituted a separate bracha on the Maisa and the Chalos, and sometimes it's one bracha. Why? Kasha. But this is just the reality. So Mila have them separated. A bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah of Alamila and a bracha on the Chalos Mitzvah of the child is now a Mahol. As a recognition of the new status, we make a bracha. And that could be the bracha by a marriage. Eishes ish. A woman is now an Eishes ish. And that could be the bracha he suggested by tefillin. La, niyach tefillin is a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. Al Mitzvah's tefillin is a bracha on the Chalos. And he quotes, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, that when one wears tefillin, they're a different person. They're a yare, anav, quotes the language in Perek Dalet, I think, of Hilchos Tefillin. And you see, the person is a different mitzvah. And he quotes, the Maariv Chayes quotes that Rambam in Brachas Daf Lamed, where the Gemara said, quotes a story, I think Rabbi Yirmiyah asked one of his Talmidim, have too much levity. He says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. What does that have to do with anything? I'm wearing tefillin? So that's having too much a kalas rosh. The Maariv Chayes says, oh, that's where the Rambam gets it from. That's the source for the Rambam. That what he's saying, don't worry, I'm a different person. I'm wearing tefillin, I have a new status. Right? And that's the language of the Gemara also in Rosh Hashanah. Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. There's a status of a person. Karkafta is a skull of a person who wears or doesn't wear tefillin. They're a different person. So in this context, maybe shechita also. Shechita also maybe is not just a mitzvah on a maisa, a bracha on a maisa, a mitzvah, because it's a matir. It's not fully a mitzvah, but it's a bracha on the chalos. A chalos shachut. Removing the status of treif, of Eiver Menachai, of the cheskas chai of the animal. So all of this, the shechita, could be a bracha on that. And that might also be the bracha on Atilas Yadayim, on the bracha on Eruv. Rav Schechter has this summarized in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Gimel, from Rav Soloveitchik, who writes about it in other places as well. Okay, so all by way of introduction, now we have the mitzvah of shechita, and the bracha on shechita, and there's a lot more, but this is where it starts. So let's get into Maseches Chulin. Hakol Shochtin. First parak, Hakol Shochtin. Anyone can shecht. Anyone can shecht. We'll have to see. That usually includes more people than are mefurish. So we'll have to see in the Gemara many different deos of what is trying to be included and excluded from this first line of the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin, Vishchitasan, Ksheira. Everyone can shecht, anybody, and their shechit is kosher. That already sounds a little difficult because the first line sounds like it's a lechatchila. Everybody can shecht, and the second line sounds like, and if they did, it's okay. Hakol shochtin, shechitasan ksheira. So we'll have to get back to that. Chutz v'cheresh v'katan, except for people who in halacha do not have das. Cheresh shota v'katan. Why? Shemi kakul shechitasan. Even though shechita is a physical action, right? Physical act, right? There's no special lishma that's needed, right? To contrast this to the first Mishnah in Zvachim and the first Mishnah in Menachos, where Kavana plays such a role. Right, if I call as vachim she nizbechu shalol lishma ksheirim v'lo ol lebayin l'mashem chova. Right, they're kosher. But shechita here, we'll talk about what type of kavana is needed by shechita. But if a cheresh out of a katan does it, right, maybe they messed up. Shem yekalkul b'shechitasan, and therefore we don't trust them. But v'kulan sheshachtu v'yacherim ro'onosan. But even if these people, we'll have to see, or let's leave that out for now. V'kulan, is v'kulan going on the previous line, or is it including other individuals? We'll have to see. So v'kulan sheshachtu and others, acherim ro'onosan, shechitasan ksheira. It says acherim in the plural, but really, that could even be one person. Right, even one person. The Rambam quotes this later on, Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dalet, Eid Echad. You don't need two Eidim, even one Eid. And that's the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. Cheresh Shota V'katan, Vishikar, or a drunk. Shenizbabal Adaito, Sheshachtu Shechitasam Sula, Bebnei She'ein Bahem Das, Shemi Yekakulu B'Shechitasan. Lefichach, Im Shachtu Bifnei HaYodea, that's singular, in front of one who knows. V'ra Osan Sheshachtu Kahogan, Shechitasan Sheira. Right, as long as somebody sees even one person, the Shechita is kasher. This gets us into the major topic. Again, Chulin is jam-packed. Jam-packed, every daf is full. The sugya of Eid Echad Nehman Bisurin. Right, a person could shecht. Right, what happens if the shochet comes and brings us the meat? Yeah, I shechted properly. How is he believed? Right, that's the principle of Eid Echad Nehman Bisurin. One Eid is believed. It's not a davar she'be'erva, where we need two witnesses. Eid Echad is believed. You go to somebody's house, they say it's kosher. Eid Echad Nehman Bisurin. There's a major machlokas. What's the source for that? How do we know? What's the source in the Torah for Eid Echad Nehman Bisurin? And that's the basis for this Mishnah. Right? Hakol shochtim, shchidasin ksheirin. You can believe them that they said it's kosher and they shechted it properly. So that is a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin on that base. Where Rashi, it's not only Rashi in Gittin, it's Rashi in Chulin, right? Rashi a little bit later on. I think it's around Daf Yud or so. Rashi says on Edechanim Bisurin. We'll get to the Rashi. What exactly is the farm? Rashi in a few places says, what's the reason for Edechanim and Bisurin? Because it's a Svara. It's a Svara. What? How else are you going to trust anybody? What, you're not going to be eating anybody's house forever? Right? How does that work? Rashi in Maseches Yevamos also quotes the quotes, but Rashi in Gittin. I'll read Rashi in Gittin. That's the source. Rashi in Gittin on the Beis Mabeis. Rashi says, "Eidechanem Bisurin Shaharei Heemina Torah Kol Echad VeEchad MiYisrael Ala Freshes Shruma VeAla Shchita VeAla Nikur Agid VeAchelef." The Torah believes. What does the Torah believe? Sounds like it's a svara, right? And the other Rishon and the Rashi in also in Yevamos. The beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah also discusses Eidechem and Nechem Yisurin. Rashi says there on Peches, Ein lecha dilavachi. If you don't say Eidechad, Ein lecha Adam sheochel mishel chaveiro. Vein lecha Adam so michal bnei beso. What you can't trust your wife. You can't trust your kids. But Eidechem Yisurin, it's impossible. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says, okay, so it's impossible. Maybe you should have to shecht every animal you want. Tosfos Yerushalmi says, well, you can't just based on svara. That's enough. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says, it's a makar, it's a pasuk. And that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos in Gittin Daf Beis. Tosfos Yeshanim. Yevamos Peches v'safra la la'atzma. By a nida, by a zava. By a zava, she counts her shivin akiyim, she's believed. Right? Nobody else knows about, right, shivin akiyim of hers, but she's believed. That's the source for Eidechanem and Bisurin. Fascinating machlokes. Rashi obviously is not comfortable with that source. That's about erv, na zava, nida. Maybe that's called davar sheba erva. Could that be a good makar? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, is it based on Svara? And it's interesting, fascinating, according to Rashi, in a few places, it sounds like, what's the assumption? The assumption is that life is not just about staying in your own house, right? The assumption is that you eat, you have to trust certain people. You have to trust your family, you have to trust, well, the Torah doesn't demand that you just stay home. But that's Svara. That's a Svara. That's the basis for Eidechanem Abisurin. And then the Tosfos there gets into what about even against the Cheskes Isser? That's what Shechita is. It's a Ne'emanus, even against where there's a Chazaka that something is Usser. Maybe it's because of the principle of Biyado. Again, all of these are going to have to come up in the Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan also, in the beginning of Yaradeya, discusses this Ne'emanus, and he says, he quotes the Rashi and quotes the Tosfos, and he quotes that it's a mitzvah d'araisa, Yudah Mebeis, that's where it was, the Rashi in Chulin. He quotes the Rashi on Yudah Mebeis, but he says, Amnam lefizeh, if it's all based on Eidechanem and Bisurin, and if it's Biyado, he discusses, what if it's not your animal, what if it's somebody else's animal, then it's not Biyado. Okay, this is a discussion here at the beginning of the Masechta about Eidechan. The other point to make is the first Tosfos. The first Tosfos here in Chulin, when we say Akol Shochtin. So it doesn't say Beferish, but Tosfos says, what about women? Are women allowed a Shecht? So that is known as the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. There's a sefer amongst the early Rishonim called the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. The most famous thing that the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael ever said was that women shouldn't shecht. Quoted here in the first Tosfos in Chulin. Kasav Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Dinashim lo yishchatu. Mipnei shedaitan kalos. Right? They get emotionally involved, maybe squirmish, and maybe even men, might get a little squirmish when shechting. Again, daitan kalos is used in different contexts. In different areas. It's not meant to be a negative at all. It could be emotional. It could be a little queasy. Again, different ways that it's used here. So that's the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, but Tosfos argues. V'ein nireh. There's no source in Shas that says anything that women shouldn't shecht. Shas Bavli. Doesn't say anywhere. V'ein nireh. And even the opposite. V'afilu b'mukdashin shochtos lachadchila. Kidamrin and Perakol Apsulin. Right, if you look in Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph, the first Mishnah there in the Perek, Perakol Apsulin, the Mishnah says, Kol Apsulin Sheshachtu, all Psulim that Shechted, so that's a Lashon of B'di'evet. B'di'evet they could Shecht, but not Lachadchila. Why, I, V'shachav Alam Eishah Shechita Ksheira, the answer is, there we're talking about a Tameh, by Heptish Lachadchila shouldn't Shecht, that's why he uses the Lashon of B'di'evet. But otherwise, Lachadchila, all Psulim could Shecht. So a woman is pasul to shecht for a kachim, mashma that there's lachanchila that she could shecht for chulin. Elavada mishum de nashim shoftos lachanchila afilu mikdashin. There's no problem with women shechting lachanchila and maybe only over there. Tosva says because by shara vodos they're pasul. That's why there's a question. But either way, this is a machlokas we've shown him about women. About women shechting. Again, various reasons are given. Maybe they'll faint. That Gosamanio says. Maybe they won't properly do shechita, and then they'll be scared to say it over to their husbands. Okay. Either way, different days. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Hakol shochtin lechachila afilu nashim. The Shulchan Aruch says first line of Yaradeya that everyone's kishecht. Even women. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Period. The Ramah quotes Haga v'yesh omrim she'ein lahaniach lenashim lishchot shekvar noagu shlo lishchot v'chein haminag she'ein anachshim shochtos. Right. That's the minag. The women don't shecht. The Tazir quotes the Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Chulin how it is kosher, and then he quotes from Tosfos in Kiddusha. But either way, this is the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And some of the other mafarshim on the bottom get involved. The Gilyon Marsha or Shlomo Eger discusses: is there an age limit? What about is there an age limit too old? So he quotes Biminhage Maorani of Kloisner Kasav the Zaken Ben Shmonim VaAvel Lo Yishchot. 80-year-olds, that should be the retirement age for shochtim, says the quotes the Gilyon Marsha, and an Avel. Maybe an Avel can't focus properly. They have tirda. An Avel is chayiv in all mitzvos, right? But lo yishchot. Ubechuvas beis Yaakov kasav detzorachin. Avel lama lo yishchot. What's wrong with an Avel shechting? Detzorach lama dechshash chashish machbat sar lo yichayvin lishchot yafe. Umash kasav ben shmonim kasav betshuvanal tahakol lefi kocho hachazak imhu rafe. It depends on the person, right? You can have a 55-year-old who's a much worse shochet than an 85-year-old. And the 85-year-old, all the experience they have, and the Yirat Shamayim, and so again, it's not specifically a limit. And then the next piece, the Gemara Mishnah says, Ben Peishanim Asar Lishcho V'chein Pachas Mi Ben Yudches Shana Mordechai V'hu Chumra V'yada Meratatin Ba'amar Barili Lo Sagi Lo. Okay, so if his hands are shaking because he's because of age, okay, then something to talk about. But other than that, he does not think that there is any specific. A problem with an age you have to go by whether the person is able to do it or not. That's in the Gilyon Marsha, again at the beginning of a Yaradeya. So that's on the first page of Yaradeya. They talk about A, is it a mitzvah? B, who could shecht? Who could shecht based on that first halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Okay. Let's continue. We'll have to talk about non-Jew. Doesn't say that anywhere in this Mishnah. Right? Cheresh shote v'katan. So what about do you need a bar zvicha? We'll have to see. So the Gemara says, "Hakol shochtin." The Bach takes out the next word, "lachadchila," but if he doesn't shera, "dieved." So the first two words of the Mishnah sound like is "lachadchila." Anybody can shech, and then the next line is that "bidieved" only. So Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ravashi. The call before we answer the question, we talk about the question. The call "hakol lachadchila." Who is it really true that whenever it says "hakol," it means "lachadchila"? So maybe it's not true, and then you want to have a kasha. What do you mean? Elameyata. What about the first Mishnah in Maseches Temura? Hakol mimirin. Anyone does could violate Temura, the isser of Temura of substitution. Rambam Karbanos. Echad ha'anashim ve'echad anashim. Everyone is meimir, men and women. So hakanami lachanchilahu. What is that lachanchila? Let's all have a Temura party. Let's all be meimir. Chas v'shalom. V'haksev lo yachlifen v'lo yamir oso. Tov barau rabatov. There's an isser daraisa. Of Temura. So, maybe Hakol does not mean Lechadchila, and then you don't even have the question. So the Gemara says, no. There, Hasam Kediktani Taima. There, it's based on, the Mishnah says what the reason is. Lo Shahad, it says Beferish, right? Don't think that Hakol is Lechadchila there. Lo Shahadam Rashoy Lahamir, Elashim Hamir Mumar. It just means that if you did Temura, if you violated Temura, that it works, v'sofik es harban. And there's Chiyav Malkus there, right? One of the exceptions for a lav she'ein bo maisa, getting Malkus, right? That's the sofik es harban. So that's not a problem, because there the Mishnah says that hakol is unusual. If you look in Rashi here, Rashi says, Vesobekas Harabam, third skinny wide line in Rashi, Mishum Delav, Delo Yamir, because of Lo Yamir. So you get Malkus. Asks the Rishash, asks the Maritz Chayes, why does Rashi say, it says Lo Yechlifen of Lo Yamir? So why does Rashi only say you get Malkus for Lav Delo Yamir? So the Maritz Chayes says, because the Gemara elsewhere says that lo yachlifenu might be taking care of the assay, right? It's a lav, not only is it a lav shem b'maisa, it's a lav anitik l'assay, that I violate the assur, but if I do it, it's a carbon. So the Gemara calls that a lav hanitik l'assay. So says the Maritz Chayes, but why do you still got malchus? Because it's two lavim. And an assay can only be take one lav and not two lavim. That's why Rashi Dafki says lo yamir. Because lo yachlifenu is taken care of by the assay, but the next phase of lo yamir is left open, and that is why one would get malchus. That's the diuk in his lashon. So tmura is not a problem. Remember the Rambam at the end of Sefer, the end of Hilchas Tmura, the beautiful Rambam, where the Rambam says, what's the svara? What is the shorish of the mitzvah of tmura? Says the Rambam. Whenever this comes up, I love to read it. Says the Rambam, Yirali, Shezesh Amar Akasav Ayahus Marso Yekodesh. Why? Yard the Torah Lasof Machsheves Ha'adam V'ksasi Yitzur Hara. The Torah goes down to the psyche inside all of us. Shetivo Shal Adam Notel Harbos Kinyano V'lachus Amamono. We love our stuff. Right? It's very hard for us to part with anything. And even if we would make a ned there and say, okay, fine, I'll give something that's stuck, I'll give this. We might change our minds. We might backtrack. We might want to go not to hold of it. That's why the Torah says, you were no there. You want to give this as a carbon? It's a carbon, period. Oh, I want to give a nicer one? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The Torah does this for our good. For our good. For kalelu advarim ki delok of yitzro lasaki deosa. And all of this is to channel our yetzer and to fix our midos. And then he has the beautiful line. Verov dine Torah. Einan ella etzos meirachok migodol ha'etza l'sakein deyosav uliyasha kalamasim. Most mitzvahs are all about perfecting us from the godol ha'etza. It's etzos meirachok migodol ha'etza. Advice from afar, from the great advisor. Etzos meirachok migodol ha'etza. That's what mitzvahs are. And the Rambam writes that hidden away here at the end of Sefer Karbanos and the end of Hilchos Temura. Okay, back to the Gemara. So hakol is not a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? Ela hakol ma'arichin, v'ne'arachin, nodra v'nidarin. The first Mishnah in Arachin, right? Anybody could promise whatever they want to the Beis HaMikdash. Give the erech of a person, give an animal. So, hachanami l'chadilachadchila, is that l'chadchila? V'aksiv, but didn't we learn? It's not a l'chadchila to make nidarim. V'chisechta lindar lo yeh b'chachet. V'aksiv, tov asher lo tidar, mishatadr v'lo tashalim. Right, it's better than not to make a nether in the first place than have it unfulfilled. V'tanya tov mizeh mizeh she'inu nodar kol ikar divrei Rabbi Meir. It's better than not to make any nether. So hakol ma'arichin is also not l'chadchila. So maybe hakol is not l'chadchila. So then you have an answer to your question. The whole Mishnah can be b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, just continuing the question, tov mizeh mizeh nodar m'shalem. Or make a nether and fulfill it. But either way, v'yafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amar. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's okay to say it and fulfill it, Elo ba'omer harezu. That's only by what we call a nidava harezu. Because then, what happens if you mess up? Okay, the animal got lost, you never brought it. It's nothing on me. Aval amar hare alai lo. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that if it's a neder, hare alai on me, that it's not a lechadchila. So therefore, says the Gemara, what? The first kasha, the first line sounds lechadchila, the second line is with the eved. Maybe the first line is not lechadchila. Next problem. V'chol hakol lav l'chadchila hu? So now the Gemara asks the other way. What? It's not l'chadchila? Ella. Hakol chayavim besukah. Hakol chayavim betzitzis. Hachanami de lav l'chadchila. There are ones that are clearly l'chadchila. So you have a problem with hakol ma'arichin. So how do you answer? So the Gemara says, chayavim lo ka'amina. I'm not talking about where there's a mitzvah to do an obligation. So there, hakol, for sure, means you have to do it l'chadchila. So Gemara says, "Elameata hakol somchin echad ha'anashim echad ha'anashim achanami delav lechadchila." Why by smicha? Right, we had this back in Menachos. Right, everybody can do smicha. What is that? Nala lechadchila v'aksiv v'samach yado v'nirtza. You have a chiyuv to do smicha on all carbonous yachid. So the Gemara answers in ika hakol lechadchila v'ika hakol b'di'evet. Right, you're right. Sometimes hakol, a sentence that starts off with hakol, might be lechadchila, sometimes b'di'evet. So that's true. So don't ask me any questions from anywhere. Ela hakol dehacha. But specifically here, we're bothered. Why? Hakol da'acha mimai de'lachachila hu de'tikshilacha. Who says that this is lachachila dilma di'evedu v'lo tikshilacha? This is the question that the Gemara has on the question. Who says this hakol is lachachila? Maybe it's b'di'eved, and then it fits with the next two words of the Mishnah. So you're right, usually it can mean either or, but here, why are you asking me akasha? Maybe here it means b'di'eved. And to that, Ravashi answers, Amar le, anosh chitasan k'sheira kashali. Right? My problem is the first two lines and the second two lines. The first two words and the second two words. Why? Midiktani shkidasan k'sheira di'eved. The word three and four, for sure, means b'di'eved. Michlal da hakol lachachilahu. So it must be the first two words are lachachila. Why? Di'i di'eved, tarti di'eved lamali. Because then why would you have four words, each meaning di'eved? And therefore, that's why I have a question, says Ravashi. So now that we have the question organized and cleared up, now we're going to have six answers to the question, how to read the Mishnah. But even before that, a number of points to make. Our girsa in the Gemara here is that Ravashi says, Ana shkidasan k'sheira kashali. No, this is my problem. The Gemara earlier quoted it as a question of Stama de Milsa. Stama de Gemara asked the question, and now Ravashi is answering. Ravashi is saying, no, this is what my problem is. Says Tosfos, you know what you see from here? This is a Shas Tosfos. Tosfos says, this Gemara is what teaches me that Rav Ashi put together the Gemara. Right? Because earlier we had a stump of the Gemara. Now Rav Ashi says, no, let me explain what I was saying. What I was saying. Tosfos Dibra Maschil Ano. Mashma Sherav Ashi Hiksha Osakushya. V'af Alpishi Sugiyas HaGemara. What do you mean the stump of the Gemara asked it? Umikan Raya Sherav Ashi Sider HaGemara. There it is. Ravina and Ravashi. Af agav da abayi v'rava nami asu l'shinu yehakushya v'imkadu harbi l'ravashi shema gam b'yameim hikshu akfar. Right, even though we quote other answers. But this is the language that Gemara uses. Well, we know this language is used elsewhere. The Gemara Ba'Metzia has a lashon, Ravina v'ravashi sof hora'a. And the way that's understood is that the Stimas HaGemara was a stage. Right, the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Chafei. The Ramah writes, if a posek in any generation wants to argue on earlier generations. Rav Moshe Feinstein wants to argue on the Chasam Sofer. Right? The Ran wants to argue on the Rashba. Right? Any, are they allowed to? Yes. If they appear and they're from Rayos Mukhrachos, so they can argue. Adds the Ramah, as long as it's not Beferish in the Gemara. If it's Beferish in the Gemara, the Ramah says you can't argue. You can't argue on the Gemara. And on that Ramah, in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Chafei, the Vilna Gaon says, where does this come from? Ba'Metzia, daf pehei or so. Because it says, Ravina v'Ravashi sof hora, in a totally different context, but the Gemara uses that phrase as a halachic principle, that Stimas HaGemara was a halachic stage, you can't argue on the Gemara. But again, Ravashi is the one who wrote it, and that's what the Tosfos gets from this Gemara. Tosfos also deals with, it's really bad to make Nedarim. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu made a Neder, beginning of Parshas Vayetze. He asked Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Avol. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, V'hoksiv, V'yidar Yaakov Neder, V'ksiv, as Asher Nadarti Ashalma, says Yonah, V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, V'shas Sara Shari. Neder B'eis Sara. We discussed this in Parshas here a couple of weeks ago. Eis Sara is different. Kidda Amrinan, Bibracious Rabba, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemar Lidoros. The Medr says that Lidoros teaching us, she nodrim Beisara, that one can make a Neder Beisara, that's a different type of Neder. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yaredeya Reish Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Lizar, Shalo Yidar Shumdavar, Afilu Tztaka Ain't Tov Lidar, Ela Im Yeshno Biyado, Yitain Miyad. Don't make nedarim. If you have staka, just give it right now. If you don't have it yet, don't make a neder that you're gonna give it. V'im poskim staka v'tzorach lifsok imahem yomar b'li neder. Right? If you make the mishaberach and shul, shall we say under your breath b'li neder? Maybe they should put it into the language of the mishaberach b'li neder. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds four words: be'isara mutter lindar. Be'isara it's mutter. Be'isara it is okay to make a neder, and the Shach and the Taz here discuss Yaakov Avinu. Right, and the Rishonim also discuss why is that different. The Rashba, where this comes up in Nedarim, the Rashba in Nedarim says that Yaakov Avinu wasn't just a neder, it was also Hoda'ah. Right? He was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubahaki metartzalan. No de malatzara, lafish oso nether, enu nether gomor, ela nedava vihoda'a. Right? Tosas just says, shasara shiny. But he says there, it's a little different. Shilim Kubetzes, there in Nedarim, says, Yaakov Avinu shiny, shahayakode matan Torah. Okay, that's always a good answer. Right? Before about matan Torah, you always have more flexibility. But the Ritva, Nedarim Daftes, that's where this comes up. The Ritva says, this is where it comes from, that people make Nedarim and Nedavis on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because that's like a Neder Be'est Sara. That's the Ritva. Nedarim daf yud. You test them a base. Omebreze nagu, actually here it's yudam and alf. Omebreze nagu be mixas mekomos. Litain stakos v'shem and lamar brashon av yom kippur and belvad. Lefisha hu yom adin, shesifre chayim umesim suchim lefan av yisparach, vahave eis tsara. Lefichach nodrim kade lehinasom and adim and odim lemachraso, lealter. Obishar mekomos enagu litard stakos v'shavasos v'yamim tovim. What about regular mishaberachs? They need it. The shul needs the money. The poor needs the money. So this is also, you know, this is the way to get it. And therefore, that's why it's okay to make that nether. Okay. There's a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. So answer number one. Today is just answer number one. The pshat of the Mishnah, again. Hakol shochtin sounds like hadchila. Shechitas and sheira sounds b'dieved. So, how do you understand that? So, it's obviously talking about two different parties. So, answer number one is Rabba Bar Ula. Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Hachi Ktani, Hakol Shochtin, V'yafilu Tamei Bechulin. Anyone could shechtel Chachila, even a Tamei person. He shechtel Chulin. So, even a Tamei person, the Gemara says, Tamei Bechulin, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? Chulin are allowed to become Tamei. There's no Isser. So, what's the Chiddush? Tosas points out, the only Isser of being Metamei something from Eretz Yisrael are the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, right? Not the meat of Eretz Yisrael, right? There's a concept of not being metamei peros, tosas yirmaskel tamei, aser ligrom tuma lechulin sheve Eretz Yisrael, hayno davka peros to shaychabu truma, only fruit that have truma shaych to it, which means according to Tosfos, right? Tosfos all over Shas, dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Tosfos says only dagon tirosh v'yitzar are chayav and chumas and maestros, right? Against the Rambam, if the Rambam said this line, he would have just said, Peros Eretz Yisrael. Because all fruit are Shayach Truma, according to the Rambam. But Tosfos and Rashi in a few places says that, no, only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar are wine and oil. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So what's the Chiddush? What lechadchila tamei k'shecht? B'chulon shenasu al taras ha-kodesh. Referring to a situation where a person is trying to eat his chulin on the level of Taras HaKodesh, on the level of being holy like Kachim, Vikasavar, and the Mishnah holds, Chulin Shanasa, al Taras HaKodesh, Kekodesh Dami. Once you have that Kabbalah, then you have to. And you have to really keep it on the level of Hektish. And that's the Lechadchila. Even so, even though it's Chulin Shanasa, al Taras HaKodesh, Lechadchila, a Tami person gechecht. Why? Ketzad Yasa, what does he do? Ketzad Uoseh, Mevi Sakin Arucha. He brings a long knife. Vishochetpa, and he shechs with it, meaning he makes sure not to touch the animal, and therefore he won't be metameit. Vishochetpa kadesh lo yiga bebasar. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. Anyone could shecht, even a tamei person, even though it's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, still they're allowed to shecht, as long as they use a long knife. Ubim mikdashim, and the next line is teaching us what's b'dieved? By hektish. B'mukdashim lo yishchot, shema yiga bebasar. By shechting, we have a higher standard. You might come to be metameit. Tosfos discusses, even though it's not mukshel lekabel tumah yet, maybe the principle we had a few weeks ago, chibas hakodesh is machshir, you're allowed to have a rule breaker by inyanei kachim, but that's the second line of the Mishnah. By hektish, don't shech lechachila, because you might come to touch the meat. V'im shachar v'yamar, bari jili shalon agati, and if somebody says, I am sure that I did not touch the meat, shkitaso ksheira chutz, and that's what the Mishnah means. It's okay. Except for these labanei das, afilu bechulin grade, even regular chulin, di evanami lo. You're not allowed to trust them. Shema yishu, maybe they did shihia. Here we go. The first time some psule shchita are mentioned, shihia. I delayed within the maisa shchita. I took a break. Shema yishu, shema yidrasu. Maybe I didn't do a back and forth motion. I did a chopping motion, which is not allowed by shchita. Shema yidrasu. I pushed it down. Shema yachlidu. Maybe I cut from underneath, like a chulda, a weasel goes underneath. Chalada is also one of the psulim. We'll talk about the five psulim. Maybe these happen, and these are items that you can't see afterwards. That's why maybe, you know, these happen. Tosfos points out the other two psulim, Tosfos and Dir Maskel Shema, right, you can see afterwards, Hagrama and Ikor, where the pipe pulled out from the edge, did you do it in the wrong spot on the neck? So that's why those are not things that we have to worry about. Good. Let's just continue a little more, and then we'll make one more comment from Tosfos. V'kula sheshachtu ahai. So what about, fine, we explained the first line, how do you read the Mishnah now? Even a tummy person can shacht chulin, and a tummy person shouldn't shacht kadshim. And if they said it, they're not, but they're, if they said it, then they're believed. But how do you read the last line of the Mishnah now? According to this pshat. Anyone who shechts and other people see, shkidasan ksheira. V'kulin sheshachtu ahai. What is that last line referring to? Ilema acheri shotev a katon. So if it's referring to what it said right before it, alakoi. It just said it, and therefore a smoother lashon would have been the im shachtu mi boilei, not the kulan. We're talking about them. So ella atame bechulin. So maybe we're talking about what it was talking about earlier in the Mishnah, tami and chulin b'ha amr lechadchila nami shachet. But we said they could even do lechadchila according to this reading of the Mishnah. So ella atame b'mumkdashim. So we're talking about atame by hektish, but we just said b'bari lisagi. All they have to say is I know for sure that I didn't make it tame. And this line of the Mishnah says it doesn't work. Maybe they're not here. If they're not here, so we can't ask them, that's where the Mishnah says, if there was someone else watching them, and they saw that nothing was touched, so then it would be okay. Fine. So Gemara says, Hai tamei bum mugdashim mehacha nafka. Mehacha nafka. That's what this Mishnah is referring to? We have a different Mishnah that says it beferish. Right, the Mishnah that we alluded to before in Tosfos. Kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasan ksheira. Any pasul can shech b'di'eved. Shashchita ksheira b'zarim b'nashim avadim u'b'tmeim. Afilu b'kachi kachim u'vash lo yitelmeim nogin b'basar. So we already know from that Mishnah that b'di'eved, a tummy person who shechs kachim and did not touch it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, one of two answers. Hacha ikir, either here is the main discussion. Hasam, I did tani sharp sulim tananami tami b'mukdashim. So it's talking about shchita there. So it says this case too. Or vibay same, or the opposite. Hasam ikir, dibekachim koi. Hacha, here is derech agav. I did tana tami b'chulin taninami tami b'mukdashim. Fascinating two days. What are those two days about? What's the ikir context of learning about shchita, kachim or chulin? What's the ikir and what's the derech agav? Right, that's the 2 days here. Maybe over there is ikker, maybe over here is ikker by a tummy shechting. So again, shchita is the one action that applies in both kachem and chulin. Right, everything that we've been talking about. We're no longer going to talk about kmitza or zrika. Those, at least for now, that's done. Right, that's not on the radar. But shchita, we've been talking about shchita a lot, and we're going to continue talking about shchita. So that's the context here. Interesting, Tosa says, so what does the Mishnah say? Lechadchila atameh shouldn't shecht. And what's the case that we're talking about here? A long knife. Right, that's the case under discussion. But the Eved, okay. Ask Tosfos, a tummy person can't go into the Azara, so how is he shechting? What is it, a really long knife? Very long? Ask Tosfos, in Shema Yiga Babasar, in the middle, Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim, Eich yitachein sheteisakan arucha kol kach mehara bayis at Ezra's Yisrael. Right, if we're talking about a tamei meis, it could be right outside. That's right. What about tamei zav, tamei mitzav? Right, that's way out. Right, so how would the high tamei mukmina labesamach apet tamei meis b'tznan? Right, where the tamei meis stands. So how is it such a long knife? The yesh lomar, he goes according to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe he became tamei when he was already inside. Maybe that's the case, right? Or the re, maybe we're at Loch Mira, El Bezras, Nashim, Shumakam, Kedisa, Vietzia, others, maybe we're talking about a Bama, right? Different day as the Tosas tries to come up with the Hechi Timsi, how exactly it is going to work. But either way, these are some of the issues that we start off with, talking about Shchita. Maybe one final point, and that is Tosfos also discusses, if you're not sure whether it became Tame or not, but don't we have regular rules of Safek Tumah? Safek Tumah Berushas Arabim, Sveiko Tahar. Safek Tumah Berushas Ayachid, Sveiko Tame. Right? Every area of halacha. Right? What do you do by Safek Mamanis? Samos Mechavrela Varaya. What do we do by Safek Yisr? Safek Dorais Alachomer, Safek Dorais Alakula. Safek Tumah. So here, right? The Azara is Berushas Arabim. So why don't we automatically assume? You don't know for sure? Safek Tumah is Tahar. Bottom Tosis. The Alpha Gavda Azara Berushas Arabim, he. To Kedam Perakam at the Psachim. Boy, Lona Latarakami Safik. Hi Safik. Lo Dummy Lashar Safik. Tumah Brishos Harabim. It's not similar. Mishum Derov Pa'amim. Lo Yachol Lizar Miliga. Here, there's a good chance he touched. There's a good chance he touched. That's one day. If you look in the Ramban, this is a quoted Ramban. The Ramban says, even if you usually have rules of Safik Tumah, but by Kachim, there's a halacha of Shimur. And Shimur, guarding, means it doesn't even get into the context of Safik. To guard something. Shmur Matzah. Right? Anytime when the Torah demands Shimur, it means that you don't even let it get into the situation of Safik. Usually, there's you have to make sure it's okay, it's kosher, or it's tahar. So, there are rules of Safik. But in this context, there's a mitzvah of Shmira by Kachim, so you can't even let it get into the status of Safik. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but in the next two dafim I'm not going to be giving will be put up from the last cycle, which I gave 7 years ago in the summer. So, the next two dafim, Be'ez Hashem, will continue on with daf hey. Okay, we will stop here.